Outrage. Outrage by devoted Bubble-O Bill fans.
Oh, not Bubble-O Bill.
Yeah, they've changed it up, Pinky.
What have they done?
Well, they've taken the humble Bubble-O Bill, you know, that's just usually on a stick.
Novelty ice cream.
Yeah, in packaging in your local...
Kids love it.
...ice cream venue. Well, now they've chucked it in one of those ice cream tubs.
Oh, okay. Mm. Right, yes.
Hey, sounds good, doesn't it? Already?
Yeah.
But no, outrage because there's a vital Bubble-O Bill ingredient missing from the tub.
What's that?
The bubblegum nose.
Oh, you know what? That's fine.
Why?
Those noses are disgusting and they disintegrate in your mouth.
Disintegrate,
They're foul.
Oh.
No one loves the bubblegum, do they?
I thought that's why everyone likes the Bubble-O Bills, though. Isn't it for the bubble gum?
Oh, I just love chewing on a face. Doesn't everyone? So, I don't know why we love them.
So instead of just jamming a stick up his neck now, they've like poured
like a
him.
COVID test. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. They've poured him into a tub, got all of the, ice cream.
Now you put it like that.
But apparently there's all little lollies in there that are nothing like the actual bubble gum.
But they're meant to replicate the bubble gum.
Yes.
Right. That does sound like a good idea to me.
Why don't you call it little bits of Lolly-O Bill? Like there's no bubble gum in Bubble-O Bill. So
I never even thought of that.
Seriously? And we've researched into why they've made these changes. No one knows. No one knows.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.